verse 169.
يا أيها الناس كلوا مما في الأرض حلالا طيبا ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين.
O ye men, eat of what is lawful and good in the earth, and follow not the footsteps of Satan. Surely he is to you an open enemy.
Footnote 192. Good actions must accompany true faith. With this verse begins a discussion of the second part of Abraham's prayer regarding the work of the promised prophet, i.e., the teaching of the laws of the Sharia and of the wisdom underlying them. Henceforward, ordinances about prayer, fasting, pilgrimage and zakat are given, and so are the laws relating to social matters. And as food plays an important part in the formation of a man's character, regulations concerning it are mentioned first. All food, according to Islam, should be, number one, halal, i.e. allowed by the law, and two, it should also be tayyib, i.e. good, pure, wholesome and agreeable. Under the second condition, sometimes even lawful things become forbidden. Footnote 193. The prohibition against following Satan, coming immediately after the commandment with respect to food, alludes to the influence which physical actions exercise on the moral and spiritual conditions of man. The use of unlawful and unwholesome food tends to impair man's moral faculties and impede his spiritual development. See also chapter 23, verse 52.
Verse 170.
إنما يأمركم بالسوء والفحشاء وأن تقولوا على الله ما لا تعلمون.
He enjoins upon you only what is evil and what is foul, and that you say of Allah what you do not know. Footnote 194. Satan first prompts man to do such deeds as do not appear to be manifestly bad, and the influence of which is confined to the doer alone. Then, step by step, he makes him a hardened sinner, making him lose all sense of modesty.
Verse 171.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُ مَا أَلْفَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا أَوَلَوْ كَانَ آبَاؤُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ.
And when it is said to them, follow that which Allah has sent down, they say, nay, we will follow that wherein we found our fathers. What? Even if their fathers had no sense at all and followed not the right path. Footnote 195. It is indeed strange, but nevertheless regrettable, that in matters of religion which so deeply concern his eternal life, man is often content to follow blindly in the footsteps of his elders. But in worldly matters, where only the interests of this life are at stake, and that too partially, he takes meticulous care to see that he adopts the right course and does not blindly follow others.
Verse 172.
وَمَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي يَنْعِقُ بِمَا لَا يَسْمَعُ إِلَّا دُعَاءً وَنِدَاءً صُمٌّ بُكْمٌ عُمْيٌ فَهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ.
And the case of those who disbelieve is like the case of one who shouts to that which hears naught but a call and a cry. They are deaf, dumb, and blind, so they do not understand. Footnote 196. The Holy Prophet delivered the divine message to disbelievers. He is the crier. They heard his voice but made no effort to grasp its meaning. His words fell, as it were, on deaf ears, with the result that their spiritual faculties became wholly vitiated and they stooped low to the level of animals and beasts. Chapter 7, verse 180, and chapter 25, verse 45, which only hear the cry of the crier, but do not understand what he says.
Verse 173.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِلَّهِ إِن كُنتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ
O ye who believe, eat of the good things we have provided for you, and render thanks to Allah, if it is He whom you really worship. Footnote 197. The injunction contained in the words, eat of good, pure and wholesome things, طيبات, indicates that Muslims are not allowed to use things which may, in any way, injure their physical or moral or spiritual health, though they may be allowed by the Sharia.
Verse 174.
إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةَ وَالدَّمَ وَلَحْمَ الْخِنْزِيرِ وَمَا أُهِلَّ بِهِ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ فَمَنِ اضْطُرَّ غَيْرَ بَاغٍ وَلَا عَادٍ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ
He has made unlawful to you only that which dies of itself, and blood, and the flesh of swine, and that on which the name of any other than Allah has been invoked. But he who is driven by necessity, being neither disobedient nor exceeding the limit, it shall be no sin for him. Surely Allah is most forgiving, merciful. Footnote 198. The very name of this foul animal contains an allusion to the prohibition of its flesh. The word is a combination of khins and ara, the first part meaning very foul, and the second, I see, meaning, I see it very foul. In Hindi, this animal is known by the name suar, which exactly means the same as the Arabic khinzir, i.e., I see it very foul. In Hindi, this animal is also known as bad, meaning bad or foul, which is probably a translation of the original Arabic word. Footnote 199. Ithm means anything unlawful, i.e. a sin, anything which renders a person deserving of punishment, akrab. Anything that pricks the mind as something evil, mufradat. The four things mentioned in this verse are not the only things prohibited in Islam. Islam prohibits the use of many other things also which are divided into grades or categories, some of them being unlawful and others mamnu', forbidden. The verse under comment mentions only the unlawful things. The forbidden things have been stated by the Holy Prophet and are mentioned in the Hadith. The use of haram, or an unlawful thing, has direct bearing on the moral development of man, but it is not so with a forbidden thing, which stands on a lower level of importance, though both are prohibited. Among the things declared unlawful in this verse, the blood and the flesh of a dead animal as food are evidently injurious and have been recognized as such by most authorities on medicine. The flesh of swine has been proved to be injurious, besides man's physical health, to his moral and spiritual health. The swine eats filth and takes delight in living in dirty places. It has indecent habits and possesses the evil trait of sex perversion. Tapeworms, scrofula, cancer, and encysted trichina are known to be more prevalent among pork-eating peoples. The use of pork also causes trichinosis.
Verse 175.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَيَشْتَرُونَ بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا وَيَشْتَرُونَ بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا أُولَئِكَ مَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ إِلَّا النَّارُ مَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ إِلَّا النَّارَ وَلَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ
Those who hide that which Allah has sent down of the book and take in exchange for it a paltry price. They fill their bellies with nothing but fire. Allah will not speak to them on the day of resurrection, nor will He purify them. And for them is a grievous punishment. Footnote 200. The words signify that as fire cannot satisfy thirst, but rather increases it, so the things of this world cannot bring peace of mind and contentment, but rather the reverse of them.
Verse 176.
أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى والعذاب بالمغفرة فما أصبرهم على النار.
It is they who have bought error for guidance and punishment for forgiveness. How great is their endurance of the fire? Footnote 201. The words mean that the disbelievers are, as it were, possessed of great endurance to bear the torment of the fire of hell. These words have been used ironically.
Verse 177.
ذلك بأن الله نزل الكتاب بالحق وإن الذين اختلفوا في الكتاب لفي شقاق بعيد.
That is because Allah has sent down the book with the truth. And surely they who disagree concerning the book are gone far in enmity.